after killing PC Sharon Beshinevsky in Bradford nearly 2 decades ago. A Conservative MP's admitted giving the personal phone numbers of colleagues to someone he met on a gay dating app who apparently had compromising things on him. William Ragg has told The Times they exchanged pictures. Dawn Butler is a Labour MP.
That's quite telling in terms of, to try and get himself out of trouble, he went and landed his fellow MPs in it by giving out their personal number, which is a serious breach of security, let alone whether they were friends or comrades.
Civil servants have told the government to stop asking them to work on arms sales to Israel. Their union has joined hundreds of lawyers in expressing concerns about Britain's liability if Israeli forces are deemed to have broken international law in Gaza. Police say human ashes recovered from funeral parlours in Hull can't be identified. 35 bodies were also taken from legacy independent funeral directors last month. Mike Collinson's wife Jean's cremation was arranged through the firm.
They rang me up and said, can we come to see you, because one of them coffins has got Jean's name on it. And I thought, oh my God, what's happening here? And I said, is Jean in it? And they said, we don't know.
In sport, a win over Sheffield United would take Liverpool back to the top of the Premier League. Live to Shane Pinnington at Anfield.
Where it's Liverpool 1, Sheffield United 0, and Jurgen Klopp's side lead here courtesy of a goalkeeping howler from Ivo Gerbic in the Sheffield United goal. He had the ball inside his own penalty area, but took too long with his clearance and kicked the ball against Darwin Nunez, and it rolled into the back of the net. Prior to that, McAtee and Trusty had missed good chances for the visitors, but it's Liverpool in control here. It's Liverpool 1, Sheffield United 0.
And 22-time Grand Slam tennis champion Rafa Nadal's withdrawn from the Monte Carlo Masters, which starts on Sunday. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 on this Thursday night. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper. This is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards here on Phoenix 98 FM on this Thursday night. It's the 4th of April. We're into April. Clocks have done their thing. We're all feeling quite tired this week, maybe from the long weekend, maybe just because we've had that hour stolen from us. I don't know. But I'm here on this Thursday night. We're nearly there. We're nearly at the weekend. You can have a lay-in if you can do such a thing. And, yeah, we're going to play lots of good music for you. We have some new music, we have some old music, we have some music we've played before that's relatively new. Going back there to 1991, there with Chapter House, taken from the album Whirlpool. That was the single Pearl. One of my favourites. And, yes, I'm going to go early and go, enjoyed them live many years ago when I went to see them. And even had a t-shirt with the coat from the album cover on it. Right. Couple of... Yeah, let's play some songs.
You have ever known. You are not gonna see. We've all been changed from what we were. Our broken hearts left smashed on the floor. I can't believe you if I can't hear you. I can't believe you if I can't hear you.
With The Whip and their biggest track, been used on various games and television adverts and as the what's the word I'm looking for? When the song is played at the start of a show. Theme song, thank you. From a few shows. Trash was the name of the single. Released in 2006 originally and then again in 2008. Taken from their debut album, X Marks Destination. Editors, who the Whip had done remixes for, Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors, taken from the album An End Has a Start. That was the first single to be taken from that back in 2007. Got to number 7 in the UK charts. The band have announced a one-off date at Brixton Academy next month, 2nd of May. I think there are still tickets available. They are an excellent live band. No new music announced so far. EBM was the last album that they released a couple of years ago now. And then Charlie Stone, a song we've been playing a fair bit on Phoenix. Here Comes the Actual Band is the name of the album that is going to be taken from. A Scream is the name of the single. 8:20 already on this Thursday night. Some brand new music now from Mr. Frank Turner.
Such beautiful letters. And every time I'd see my name in a handwriting on an envelope, my day would get a bit better. I didn't forget her. How could I ever forget her? But now all that's left on my desk in the dust and neglect is some envelopes empty as ever. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you've got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. And you were kind of tied up. God only knows I didn't want to impose, so I just bit my tongue with a stiff lip until it was far too late for me to even contemplate writing again just to ask where you've been. So I guess we just settled on stalemate. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and having not really matter. We used to write each other letters. Smuggling through. I need tired of making do. I'm tired of muddling through. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. But it's a curious thing to tell everything that you got and get set. Strange to you when you were younger. I'm gonna write another letter. I need to try and put it better. I started writing you a letter.
Walkman, taken from the Bows and Arrows album. That is, of course, The Rat, released back in 2004. That, as I said, brand new music from Frank Turner from the forthcoming album Undefeated, which released at the beginning of next month. That's brand new single Letters for You. It's 8 minutes since I last told you the time, so I'm going to move on from telling you the time. It's Thursday night. What have I been up to recently? I went to a gig, and I'm not playing a song by the band that I went to see, which some people might think would stop me from actually talking about it, but then those are people that probably don't listen to me very often. I basically forgot to put the one of their songs on the playlist for when I was putting the show together. It's as simple as that, really. But I went to see Mew at the Barbican on last night. It was last night. It's been a long week, and I've only been... It's only been a four-day week, working week. It only will be. I've only done 3 weeks. It's 8:28, and with the time, that's one thing I can get right, because I can just read it. So, anyway, went to see Mew with a full orchestra, the Danish Chamber Orchestra. It was very, very good. Excellent stuff from the band. I've not seen a full orchestra for quite some time. And I got into a conversation with someone that I work with about whether it's a concert or a gig and that kind of thing, because his daughter had said to him, oh, I've not been to a concert for ages, when he was at a concert or a gig. And she sort of sneered and said, is it a gig? But yeah, if you're at the Barbican and there's an orchestra there, surely that will be counting as a concert. I refer to it as a concert anyway. Sadly, it's one off. If they do it again, get tickets. It's an excellent evening, and was all finished by 9:10. I was home before 10:30 from a gig, which was amazing.
I take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Doesn't get old. It might be 44 years old, but it doesn't get old. Though it does get old, because that's how time works. From 1980, The Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, a number 4 single taken from their debut album, I Just Can't Stop It. Before that, Mammoth Penguins from their forthcoming album, Here. That's their latest single, Everything That I Write. What else can I tell you about? What other new music have we got? Well, we've had a bit of Frank Turner. We have got an interesting version of an 80s song that I'll play for you in a bit. But we're going to go back a bit now for a bit of Queens of the Stone Age. Oh, sorry for that noise there. I don't know what I did with my lips there to allow me to make that noise, but I did it anyway. Queens of the Stone Age, the name of the band. No one knows. Saint have announced that they're releasing a track a month throughout 2024, and that was the March track. Pretty much brand new from them, given we're on the 4th of April. Released on the 26th of March, that was Carmilla Roll. Patron Saint on the, that's PAYTRON, on the socials if you want to check them out. For that, as I said, taken from the album Songs for the Death, featuring a Mr. Dave Grohl on drums. That was a single back in 2002. First song to be taken from that album, getting to number 15 in the UK charts.
Okay.
there, In for the Kill, taken from their debut album, LaRue. That was a single back in 2009, getting to number 2 in the charts. The Klaxons before that, or Klaxons, no, the in Klaxons. Scans with the name of the single, taken from the album Myths of the Near Future. That was released as a single back in 2007, getting to number 7 in the charts. And then going back to 1989, Jesus Jones' debut single, taken from the album Liquidizer, Info Freako. That got to number 42 in the charts. Right, I said I was going to play something new and interesting if you're a bit of an 80s fan. Who remembers Flock of Seagulls? So that was Baron von Steel, taken from their self-titled album. And that was their version of Flock of Seagulls' I Ran So Far Away. And the link is that Ali Stone, brother and founding member of Flock of Seagulls with his brother Mike, is in Baron von Steel, so drummer for both